Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama. Smooth Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. Welcome to the I'm Crazy. Well, I'm not crazy, but the Crazy I'm Back show. If you want to holler at me, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number, 347-826-7435. And if you're afraid to call me, as always, I accept email. I'm that kind of guy. Smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com is the email. Once again, that email is smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com. Also, our social network, as you can probably imagine, I'm an online radio talk show host, right? So, Facebook, I have a Smooth Drama group. You just ask to join the Smooth Drama group. Myself or Mr. J will hook you up. Speaking to Mr. J, he says he may or may not be back. He's got a voodoo priestess who has been dancing around him, putting chicken bones underneath his bed. He's doing all that so that he can get back. If he heard that, he'd be like, come on, man. Anyway, Mr. J may or may not be back. Now, as I say, Smooth Drama is everywhere. So, questions, comments, concerns, any social media, Google me. Wherever I am, add me, I'll add you back, and we can talk a taste on it, because I'm nice like that. Oh, man, it's good to be back. We put to rest my great aunt. She moved on to the next level. I took some time to reflect on that and reflect on myself and, you know, Just get some air for myself and go through the grieving process properly. All the people who sent me nice notes and words of encouragement, thank you. It was greatly appreciated. And so, now that I've got all that sentimental stuff out the way, let's get back to the show. Speaking of which, because we talking about crazy stuff. Buffalo Bills fans, apparently they have a tradition where they throw dildos onto the field. I guess it's a yearly thing where they throw dildos on the field. You know, it's kind of funny because it was like the referees was like, I ain't picking that up. It's kind of like on the field, it's like some dildos land. He's like, gonna need that janitor. Hey, dildos. And make sure the mic was off so you don't say, there's some dildos on the field. You don't want to say that, obviously. But, the first thing I thought, one, that was funny. Tom Brady thought it was funny. And then I thought, that's a waste of a dildo. I'm thinking the ladies thinking this, like, that's a waste of a dildo, right? You know, they like, so you would say, if it was some dudes throwing dildos out on the field in Buffalo, they like stole it from their wives. They found it hidden in one of her drawers, whatever. and they're like, it's like, well, I'm going to take this shit and I'm going to throw it out on the field. They hating like that in Buffalo, New York. I don't know. If that's what it was, that would be kind of funny. But speaking of dildos, I found that there is a dildo for men. Crazy. It's called Auto Blow 2, not 1, 2. Apparently, this is a blowjob robot that gives unlimited blowjobs. But it's not actually a real robot. I don't know what it is, but apparently you stick your dick in and it's got some beads and it, whatever. You know, I'm not against sex toys. I'm not. I know you can play with sex toys, you can have a good time. But I was always thinking that the intent was it would add to the pleasure of two individuals playing together, not just a supplement. It is a supplement, right? Not the main course. And it's like creating stuff that's the main course. It's like humans don't want to deal with humans no more. It's like you got your device, everybody's at dinner, but you don't eat together. I mean, you can eat together, but you're on your phone. It's like, yeah. I mean, is that dinner? Is that talking? I don't know. Because the internet allows you and I to be in touch with one another, but we're not together. But I like to think that I can get in a room with you, have a conversation with you, and make you feel comfortable, and we can talk like real humans, and it'd be all good. So, yeah, sex toys. Sex toys, all of us together, apart, by ourselves, thumbs down. I'm just saying. Anyway, speaking of thumbs down, I saw Amazon. It was an Amazon delivery driver. And y'all know, it's a busy time of the year. And these dudes be on the run. Shout out to Black Steel, who does that and be working his ass off. I shout out to the brother, and also congratulations, Black Steel. I know you be ghost listening sometimes for the healthy grandbaby. My congratulations. Delivery driver in Sacramento who, I guess he had to use the bathroom. And so instead of doing it in the truck, you know, in the cup, whatever, I don't know. But you got a whole back of the truck, you could do it and nobody would see you. Homie, and this is why it's crazy, homie got out of the truck and was in a customer's driveway squatting. They got him on surveillance camera. Got him on surveillance popping a squat, getting it in. Like, I'm like, why? Anyway, maybe he didn't like it, whatever, but the person who lived there said he was in shock when he saw the size of it. It's just, yeah, I know, Sean. Nature waits for no one, but still. squatting in somebody's driveway. That's what the dogs do. But anyway, yeah. And he got caught on camera. Amazon had to give the customer a little gift card compensation. Your delivery driver shit in my driveway. And he actually, apparently he took a picture of it. If there was a video, because there was a video in the news link, but I was not going to watch it for obvious reasons, because I did not want to see a grown man pop in the squat. I'm good. But speaking of good, Meghan Markle, you know, she's engaged to Prince Harry, and I saw all kinds of reactions. There's like, oh, Meghan Markle, she's an inspiration to black women everywhere, blah, 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 blah. But then there was the reality where they're like, she's not even going to be called Princess Meghan. I mean, they made up some BS excuse about this and the technicalities, but we all know she is black. Yes, she's light-skinned. My homie and author, Jaja, would say she's a mulatto. But that got nothing to do with it. She's still black. And they're like, hell no, we're not calling no black woman princess. Two, it's sacrilege that I'm going to say this, but I'm like, what's the over-under? How long she going to live? Or what are they going to do to break them up? Because, you know, there's no way in hell she's going to be part of the royal family. And, you know, if she's trying to get pregnant, you know, it's speculation on my part, but maybe I'm a conspiracy theorist that makes no sense. Maybe I do. I'm speculating that she could be fed some stuff where she could never, ever have kids, or some food that'll make you have miscarriages. I'm just saying, these are evil people. I know that they're the royal family, whatnot. But these are evil people, old school evil shit, evil been passed down through the generations, down the family tree. Their whole family tree is evil, right? I'm just saying, evil. From the rootin' to the tootin', all the way from the roots to the last branches out, evil. Anyway, so I'm like, I'm like, there's something that's going to happen that's going to break them up. And if they do get married, I can't see her having kids. You know, they already said she ain't going to be called princess. Like, hell no. It's not going to happen. So, if she's not going to be princess, right? She's not going to be princess. Can she get married? And if she gets married into the royal bloodline, will they allow that black blood to get into the bloodline? Because remember, they trace themselves back awfully far from their pure heritage. I don't know. I don't see it. I don't see it. Maybe what we can do is Well, I'll just say I have an over under. If you have any comments on it, feel free. Email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I'd like to hear from y'all on this subject. Meghan Markle, do you think she's going to survive if she gets married to homie? Can they get married? Can they get to it? I don't know. And if she dies a mysterious death, all young and healthy, do y'all think that it will, there won't be any foul play involved? I think so. But I'm an optimistic pessimist. I'm just built like that. What do you think? Why y'all thinking about it? I am going to go on break. This is Paris Raid.
Grew up in the ghetto, rock stars, heavy metal, fellows peddling pebbles, cop cars full of devils, hit the set and settles, try to best us, set us up and get us up in the face. Emerson, Carter, Oakland Tech, went to Max Summer School, ass beam from the west, 16 with a vest, big dreams of a tech, 4-5 and a shot, trying to lock up the block, seven as an adolescent, but I grew to be king, Jedi Prince, five threat dropped and I ain't looked back since, before a minute, I just took that glimpse. Thank God I did not decide to cook that brick. Under five stolen legacy, I shook that shit. Most of them wasn't gorillas, they just looked that shit. Half of them still speak, do it all still weak. Put it all back together, come with some real heat.
It's a caramel, light, chocolate, catastrophic, lyrical, mosh pit, horns of rock pit. Invincible to weak MCs that never see me. Coming at 100 degrees, I'm like, please, and make it itch for wicked witch of the west. Savage might throw up, unseen, too fresh. Creeping out the dark with them rolls of the gun. Cause you never see me coming from about the cut.
Do my t-shirt, ring up, ready to fight. Sweet, sweet, up, danger, freedom or die. Poker feet, hot, ring up, dirtiest kind. Never beat GOPs with these golden gloves. Rather see them in the streets with these golden slugs. If they want, nigga, show me love. Never beat, never weak, keep me deep, we thug.
We make the ride on, shine on, light dip touch. Keep the fight on, ride on, lies that cut. We collide on, rhyme on, rise and bust. On a crime on, life to divide us up. Keep it basic, niggas want improvement. Now, nigga, face it, they wanna keep the movement down. So replace it, I'm coming with the proven sound. It's that bass shit, guaranteed to move the crowd and play.
And I'm finna set it off without no distraction. Looking strange before I blow out gauge. On the front page, news scene, center stage. C&G the squaw with the native tongue. Never writing on a rhyme and still keeping them strong. West Coast gangster, savage BC. Beating all whack MCs discreetly.
I'm mad at your home cause y'all don't fit it. We holding up a mirror to the street. Now who the winner? The winner, bitch. The ballot or the bullet. My fingers on the trigger for my freedom. I'm a puller. I'm a shit. Watch that kick cause you might get hurt. See me clapping off the straps with the rapper on words. Shit. Don't make it time to do that dirt. I got the freedom in my drawers. Got the daughter for the car.
Genocide, ride or die. We wreck. Gorilla punk, hard truth. We divide respect. Great group to the youth. Keeping lies in check. For my troops and a fleet, NOI connect. Have pride, you can rise and confide in us. Keep it live and advise who we size them up. Understanding the plan they devise for us. Never ran, keep it managed, we rise us up.
Ray, Ray, Ray,
Busters, still haters, can't push the gangsters, still stay up, double up the paper, we pray, bubble up the police, don't show me no love, cause I don't care on homies, show love for the young cats who know me, OGs that lace me while I'm growing, just one for the hometown of Oakland, east side was bound and they're holding, south side, south side, that's Portland, back down to the state that's on golden, Billy Moore.
Rain, rain on, rain on.
together, you got the smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Paris Raid. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. You can also email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I would like to hear from you. I hear from you from time to time. I like to hear from you on a more consistent basis. Speaking of which, for all my listeners, I am next week having a special show. We are going to be going out with a bang. We're going to do our Coon of the Year award show next week, where we're going to go through our Coon of the Year candidates. I've got a few. What I want from you is if you have any candidates for Coon of the Year, feel free to email me your candidate and why you think they deserve the title Coon of the Year. Let me know. And because they're probably already on my list, but if you know of a special coon, please enlighten them, brother. I would like to be aware of this these coons also, because we gotta look out for each other and say, hey, you know what, cooning, obviously, there's Stacey Dash. I know y'all saw she has her new black movie out. It's like, yeah, we not giving you no love. I'm not even watching it. I saw that she was in it. I was like, nope, not even going to watch it. You're not even going to get a click. I can't even click on the trailer because you in it. But not going to sit on that. I'm actually going to talk about, y'all know, because we were talking about crazy. Ray Moore lost. The senator in Alabama who, apparently had been molesting kids and adults. He lost. You want to know what's crazy? I would have swore to God he was going to win. I'm like, he lost? Because it was like a big shock. It was a big deal. Like, oh, Ray Moore lost. He lost to some cat named Doug Jones. I was like, I didn't really know how to react to that, right? Because it's like you start to get used to crazy. I'm like, can't get no crazier than what we've had. I mean, we've gone through some shit. I know when you talk about black folks, I mean, there's the obvious culprit, slavery, whatnot. Then we talk about the police brutality. And when I talk about in this modern era, you could do some shit, right? You could do some shit that one would say, that's crazy, and get elected. It's not a big deal. So for me, it was a lock. I won't lie. I'm just like, I'm paying it no mind. He's going to win. He's going to win. There's no way he doesn't win. Because, I mean, we know people in Alabama is crazy as hell, right? Not that I'm saying everybody in Alabama is crazy. I'm just saying they have some crazy white, crazy white racist people in Atlanta. Alabama. See, I can't even talk. They've made me crazy. Anyway, I can't believe he won. I mean, I can't believe he lost. See, I'm all confused. I'm all jumbled up. I don't even know what I'm saying. It's like, he lost. I mean, because he was out there like, hey, you know, it's consensual. They lying on me. And, you know, it was like, it's going to happen. He's going to get his. But it didn't happen. I don't even know what to say. I was kind of shook. Like, what do you do when shit that makes sense happens? Right? Because you would have never thought that Trump would have been elected. You would have never thought that a lot of folks who have done and said some crazy stuff would have been elected. I mean, the racism is strong, obviously. We know. It's like the cop shootings. It's like every which way they could shoot and kill a black person has happened. Every excuse known to man has been used on why they did it. He on video, I'm scared for my life. And this dude's on video. I mean, you know, we had a senator got caught up, a 17-year-old boy. Cops raided him. Is he going to go to jail? I'll wait. Is he going to get that 30 minutes of action speech? I don't know. Or maybe what can happen is we can do the Ouija board thing. You know, my homie was telling me that you can get a Ouija board at any of the stores, right? And they say that they're ages 5 and up. So, I'm not even going to talk. Well, I am going to talk about how crazy that is. But you think about that for a second. You want to get your kids something special for Christmas, you get them a Ouija board. That way they can invite demons into your house. You know, you see all these movies. Y'all see these movies where white people be having these demons in the house. These evil spirits. It's like the dolls are moving. Something in the closet is moving. It's got red eyes. But they stay in the house. Now, there's that stereotype, right? There's a stereotype that, you know, black folks would just up and leave. I can't confirm or deny that there have been some actual hauntings and black folks have said, yeah, I can actually. I had my homegirl in San Diego. She had a ghost in her house. I remember being there and the toilet flushing. We're all hanging out over there, toilet flushing, door shutting and shit. It's like, nah. It's like the first and the last time we're gonna come hang out with you. Yeah, no parties or nothing can go on at your house. And she stayed there. So I can say I actually know a black person that did that. She said that her and the entity in the house, they were cool. Like, so I can't lie and say, nah, it don't exist. It wouldn't happen. Because I know a black woman who actually lived in the house with a ghost. Allegedly. Unless she had the remote control flushing the toilet and making the door shut and all that, where she didn't have to go through all that elaboration for us. But whatever. That's not how you eat friends. But I still love her. Shout out to you. You know who you are. Anyway. the point is, you know, I mean, because there was this one white woman who was talking about how she only has sex with ghosts, and she's trying to get pregnant by a ghost. I'm like, really? I mean, it's crazy. She wants to get pregnant by a ghost because she says it's better than men. Hey, you know, I guess the ghost can put it down. And I got nothing on this. I just got to change. Change subjects. I can't go no further. That's way too crazy. Protest money, which is another crazy thing. As most of y'all know, there's been a lot of protests in NFL. And it has gotten to a point where, you know, quite frankly, people have gone, you know, completely bonkers behind it. You know, people taking it to a whole other level. In this case, the NFL players, you know, it looked like they were starting to make some headway. You know, you could see the owners fracturing, like, and you know, it was starting to affect their bottom line. And so when the money's getting hit, they're like, what we got to do to stop y'all from messing us up? And so what happens is, we know there's the Players Coalition. And, you know, Colin Kaepernick being the impetus, the guy who started it all. Unfortunately, Malcolm Jenkins excluded Colin Kaepernick from the Players Coalition and asked players if they would stop protesting the anthem if the NFL made a charitable donation to causes they support. Apparently, Michael Jenkins did, Malcolm Jenkins. Because, so you know, remember I was talking about that Coon of the Year award? He's in my top 10. He went and negotiated by himself, without his coalition brothers, a $100 million deal. To which Michael Thomas and Eric Reed, who was another one of the founding protesters who used to kneel with Kaepernick when he was with the 49ers, they left the coalition and moved on. Now, what he said was, I haven't been satisfied with the structure of the coalition or the communication Malcolm has been having with the NFL on his own. Speaking on behalf of protesting players when he doesn't protest. Now, we communicated these concerns to him numerous times and have had numerous phone calls about it. Our concerns haven't been reflected with how the organization is being run, so I felt like I needed to make a departure from it. Unquote from Eric Reed. This was from an offer. Show you imperialism 101. Divide and conquer. See, they were together. They were peas in the pod. Then you offer $100 million and probably a job down the line somewhere, because he's in there by himself, right? So people who negotiate by themselves, they're hooking themselves up. Because he didn't go in there as a man like, yeah, I want to represent my people. He went to get his, it started off with $100 million. They would contribute nearly $100 million. Then it ended up, final numbers coming out, $89 million over 7 years, which is a lot of money, granted. But do you have control of the charities that they're giving to? Now, they said charities that are important to players in the coalition. Well, he's one of the players in the coalition. So what charity is he picking? And so, you know, one, there's no offer now. That's kind of going away because the protesters aren't together. They have split over the money that they did not get. Did not receive a penny, but they split. That is smooth negotiating right there, where you can offer up hypothetical money and break up a real movement. It's kind of gangster, actually. $89 million over 7 years. And I'm guessing how much Malcolm Jenkins was going to get. But it seemed like he negotiated something that don't make sense. But hey, and Colin Kaepernick, the guy who put, I mean, he put himself out there and he has lost. I mean, he's lost his career, right? I mean, he can't get a job. There are dudes who got jobs that suck. I mean, they don't just suck. They suck. Kaepernick can't get a job. I mean, watch one of the guys, the other day. We talk about Buffalo since they throwing dildos. Their quarterbacks are not that good. They took out Tyrod Taylor and put in some guy, Peterson. His first start, he threw 5 intercepts, made the team lose. Yesterday, it was snowing. He didn't really do anything. They won 13-7 in overtime. He's got a job. Colin Kaepernick doesn't have a job. I can name a bunch of situations. New York Jets, they have how many terrible quarterbacks? Got a lot. You just start naming off terrible quarterbacks. Teams they play for, and they're not winning. Colin Kaepernick can't get a shot. But I digress. Oh, man. But I shouldn't. I really shouldn't. I'll just talk about this. The Saints are being sued. New Orleans Saints, because of protesting the national anthem. So one of the Saints season ticket holders suing the team, Lee Dragna of Morgan City, Louisiana, is seeking reimbursement of his ticket cost, around $8,000. He said he attended the Saints home opener this year against New England when he said some players were not on the field during the anthem. He has not been to a game since. Because those players not being out for the anthem hurt him so much. And according to the suit, when players did come onto the field before the game with the Patriots, they passed directly in front of where the petitioner and his guests were seated. And many of the fans in that area booed and cursed at the Saints players. Apparently, he says, these players were following the lead of Colin Kaepernick by disrespecting the flag, the anthem, the USA, and those who have served and are serving the USA and our military. First, fuck Lee Dragner and everything that he stands for. According to this country, you're supposed to be able to, you know, not celebrate whatever. But according to him, it's going down like that. You have to, or shit, something wrong with you. No. But before I jump into all that, I'm going to break. This is Tribe Called Quest. Whatever will be.
Girl, this motherfucker's got rhythm, got rhythm, got rhythm, got rhythm.
To force me to pledge allegiance to the flag, even though the dude was a slave owner. I gotta pledge allegiance to that shit. Second, I got the right according to, I mean, because what we understand is the Constitution and the rights. We don't have them. We have to abide by your laws and say they're our laws, but it don't apply to us. I can't have freedom of speech, but you can have freedom of speech. Because it's basically, as Ice-T once famously said, freedom of speech, just watch what you say. But we know it's freedom of speech, just watch what you say and watch what you do. So even though you're being nonviolent, if you don't want to tongue kiss your racism, you're no good. Speaking of not being any good, you know, Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
So what is that shit that happened again? You know, if you've listened to my show before, Groundhog Day is some racist that happens again and again and again and again. And for some strange reason, it's accepted. I mean, we accept because we know that's just the tapestry of America, right? That's just how America is. America's racist, always has been. And so it used to be out and out racism where we just tell you we hate you. Then we went through a period where we've been subliminal racist. Now we're back to that, hey, we hate you. And that's it. And we want you to know you ain't and never will be. But I'm digressing. Jose Bernardo Rosal Madrigal. He set his girlfriend's house on fire and blamed a random black guy. Was Groundhog Day about that? And ever somebody want to do some bad shit? Blame the black guy. It just never gets old, right? It never gets old. Because it always happens. Blame the black dude. Way too many examples. But blame the black dude. It's what it is. What it always will be. So shout out to Jose and, you know, nephew. I hope, well, I'm not going to say I hope you get raped, but I hope they don't meet you in jail. I hope that your experience in jail is one that you will never forget. And that you won't blame the random black guy anymore. Jose, I hope your booty hole hurts. Moving on. Facebook. You know, Facebook says it's getting pretty good at filtering out terrorists. You know, they said that it's got artificial intelligence and that other automated filtering processes become so sophisticated that 99% of the terror content related to the Islamic State militant group and Al-Qaeda sites, you know, that have been removed from the site is detected even before being flagged by a human. And once Facebook identifies photos, videos, or texts related to terror, it successfully removes 83% of the copies it finds elsewhere on the site within an hour. Now, of course, Facebook declined to share specific data on how much terrorist content it actually deletes on a daily basis. But apparently they are removing terrorists from your Facebook life. Now, they said Al-Qaeda and other Islamic militant groups, they did not say KKK, neo-Nazis, any of that. Now, listen to me, you know my argument. Those terrorists. I mean, the history of the Klan, they don't do bake sales. You know, they're not sponsoring anything fun in the hood. If they come into the hood, normally somebody in the hood gonna die. Well, that's the way it used to be. Now they don't come into the hood no more. Even though, sadly enough, they don't have to. A lot of hoods, they already got their Klansmen gear on themselves. But the point is, Facebook doesn't recognize them as terrorists. That's crazy, right? I mean, am I the only one that sees that as crazy? Probably not. And that is kind of the point. When you're talking about terrorists, I mean, you know, you had a dude up in New York, you know, and yeah, he's a terrorist. You know, punishing. But what about the cat that ran his car, talking about he was scared? Ran his car into unarmed people. Terrorist. Not denounced as a terrorist, though. Yeah. So, you know, you're talking about case in point. We talking about crazy. Bill Clinton, right? We remember Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton got impeached. Bill Clinton got impeached because Monica Lewinsky consensually sucked his dick. Consensually. I mean, y'all know right now this sexual harassment shit that's going on out here. I mean, is there going to be anybody left on TV or to make a movie? Not going to be anybody left. It's like everybody's getting fired. It's like newscasters, sportscasters, radio. I mean, it's people everywhere, movie, direct. I mean, everybody. It's like it's all coming out. And I'm like, I know. My time is coming. If I ever go from the fake famous that I am now, fake celebrity status, to real celebrity status, somebody's going to come out and say, Smooth Drama fondled me. He handled me a certain way. He made me feel a certain way. And it was uncomfortable. To which I would answer and say, yeah, Smooth Drama fondled you a certain way. I may have looked at your vaginal canal a certain way. But if I handled you, it was consensual. But that doesn't matter. Point is, Bill Clinton got impeached for consensual sex. Now, you have a guy in Donald Trump who, he got like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 bodies on his lawn. Him and he, I mean, he's like, yeah, I've never met him. He's met all of them. What did they say? His lawyers argued that he's too important for state court. You know, so Summer Zervos, who accused him of sexual harassment, you know, she's got a defamation suit in court. He's too important for state court. You know, it's kind of funny how that goes. And as Anomaly says, same day as the New York terrorist attack. Now, would I say false flag? No, but I could see it. But at the same time, you say they don't care. I mean, he said all kinds of crazy stuff. He said all kinds of crazy stuff. Done all kinds of crazy stuff. He got elected president. Can't even argue against him. Because what he said did, it worked. But point is, shit, he's not consensual. Monica Lewinsky never came out and said, Bill Clinton sexually harassed me. Now, you know, we know they was hitting it. No, I mean, I was never of the opinion, oh, yeah, she just sucked his dick once. Nah. She was serving it up. Bill was hitting that. No biggie. The only person that should have been mad is his wife. But I'm guessing they probably had an agreement. But he got impeached. He got impeached for consensual sex. This dude won't even get impeached for sensual sex. But, you know, talking about crazy, right? You know, just to put things in perspective, we're talking about cops handcuff 11-year-old girl at gunpoint as she walks out of her home. Why? What did she do? Mind you, the funny thing is, they were looking for a 40-year-old white woman. Now, I know, because I'm talking about crazy stuff, so this is kind of, it's like, kind of expected, right? Kind of expected, but you think about an 11-year-old girl held at gunpoint after she walked out of her house during a search for a stabbing suspect. You know, Honesty Hodges, handcuffed, patted down, then put in the police car. They said they were looking. They're looking for her aunt, Carrie Manning, 40 years old, who is white. Now, I can see how you can mistake the two. Because I guess if you need glasses, I guess I should put mine on. It's hard to distinguish the difference between a 40-year-old white woman and a 11-year-old black girl, right? Granted, I'm guessing that she was light-skinned, but still. That's not racism. What is it? I got no more words. Just crazy. And on that note, I am Mr. F the N-Word. This was another Smooth Drama production. And about to get off here and go grab somebody in the pussy. I'm playing, maybe. I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama.
All right. So.